The impact of climate change is a reality. The weather has become unpredictable. Dry spells have become longer and more frequent. Frost is more extreme. Higher temperatures as well as heat waves are more frequent. And excessive rain frequently results in flash floods. Many of our people still practice conventional tillage for crop production, which together with climate change leads to the erosion of our soils, smaller yields, and greater food insecurity. As the climate changes, so must we. We must adapt our farming methods to ensure sustainable farming production, protecting our families, our land, and our country's natural resources.
We can adapt to climate change. We can optimize the use of water by harvesting rain in tanks and using drip irrigation systems. We can increase and diversify food production in our homes through keyhole gardens, trench gardens, and planting fruit trees. We can protect our fields and improve the soil by practicing conservation agriculture.
Conservation agriculture is a sustainable farming alternative available to every farmer, big scale or small. It is a farming technology that improves the soil condition, increasing crop yields year after year, enabling us to produce more food for our families and protect our environment.
There are three key principles of conservation agriculture.
Firstly, it is important to keep tillage and soil disturbance to a minimum, as excessive tillage destroys the health and structure of the soil, lowering the yield. Keeping soil disturbance to a minimum through manual or mechanical conservation agriculture planting protects the soil against water and wind erosion, improves organic matter content in the soil, aids water infiltration, conserves soil moisture, and decreases the amount of fertilizer needed. In the long term, this saves fuel costs, time, and labor. The use of mechanical conservation agriculture planters, both animal-drawn or tractor-drawn, can further reduce labor requirements. Soil should be covered at all times with organic matter. For example, crop residues or live mulches such as grazing vetch, wheat, or oats. Mulching protects the soil from water and wind erosion, improves the accumulation of organic matter, and recycling of nutrients in the soil. Permanently covering the soil in this way suppresses weed growth over time, resulting in greater yields, meaning more food for your family. The third and final principle of conservation agriculture is crop rotation and intercropping. This means that different crops are alternated in the same field. Cereals like maize and wheat are planted alongside legumes like beans. Legumes fix nitrogen in the soil for the benefit of successive cereal crops in rotation. Crops with different root systems utilize soil water at various depths, so rotating crops will improve water use in your field. This method is also a natural way to fight diseases and pests at no extra cost, as it breaks their life cycle.
Following the three key principles allows us to produce food today without compromising our children's ability to do so tomorrow.
These principles can be put into practice by following 8 steps carried out throughout the year depending on the season. Let's go over these step by step. Step 1. Field layout. Under conservation agriculture, land can be prepared manually or mechanically. When manually planting, spacing between basins may differ among crops. Maize basins need to be dug every 75 centimeters in each row. To mark this, tie knots 75 centimeters apart along a line and lay it across the field. The rows should also be separated 75 centimeters apart as well, unless the area is particularly dry. Then spacing could go up to 90 centimeters between basins and rows. When using mechanical conservation agricultural planters, the distance between rows is the same as conventional farming. For example, maize and sorghum are 90 centimeters between rows, while beans are 60 centimeters between rows. Tractor and ox-drawn conservation agriculture planters are calibrated for fertilizer application as well as seed rates. Mechanical conservation agriculture planters further reduce labor requirements. Step 2. Digging the planting basins. The basins are dug 15 centimeters long, 8 centimeters wide, and 10 centimeters deep. If you're using compost, basins can be dug 15 centimeters deep. Step 3. Adding fertilizer and/or compost. The amount of fertilizer needed can be measured in 1 liter soda bottle caps. A minimum of 1 up to a maximum of 3 caps is needed per basin for most fertilizers. Once measured, add fertilizer to the bottom of the basin and cover with soil. If you are using compost, add one or two handfuls to the basin and cover with soil. Step 4. Planting. For maize and beans, plant 2 to 3 maize seeds and between 6 and 9 bean seeds per basin and cover the seeds with clot-free soil. Wheat can be intercropped between maize lines from late April until the end of May. For sorghum, plant 8 to 10 seeds per basin and cover with clot-free soil. Step 5. Manual weeding and thinning. Thin out 2 plants per basin 2 to 3 weeks after germination and weed as soon as weeds start emerging. Weed again 4 to 6 weeks after your crops have emerged. Although weeding requires extra work, it's very important and must be done frequently, as poor weeding can halve your yield. Controlling weeds can be done in a variety of ways. For light infestation, weeds can be pulled out by hand in order to disturb the soil as little as possible. For heavy infestation, the hand hoe can be used as an option for scratching the soil surface in a shallow way. Slashes or sickles can also be used to cut the weeds. The use of soil cover or surface mulch would be the better option to suppress weeds, as the cover cuts the weeds off from the sunlight. Step 6. Top dressing for maize and sorghum. Top dress with nitrogen fertilizer when maize or sorghum crops have reached knee height. Use a minimum of 1 or a maximum of 2 heaped soda caps of fertilizer per planting basin. Step 7. Planting cover crops. Spread grazing fetch, oat seeds, or wheat after tasseling when the plants have already formed cobs. The grazing fetch can stand light cutting for fodder or grazing in the early spring, allowing for flowering and seed formation in summer. Step 8. Harvest. You can cut off the tassels for livestock feed. Harvest the cobs and leave the stalk standing in the field until your next planting. If you do not have enough soil cover, cut and spread the stalks over the field to act as mulch. Soil cover conserves moisture, improves organic matter, and prevents wind and water erosion. Animals should not be allowed to eat the crop residues in the fields or walk over the fields, as this contributes to the compacting of soil, which should be avoided. You can, however, use 30 to 50% of the crop residues to stall feed the animals away from the fields.
Conservation agriculture, adapting our farming systems to ensure a sustainable future for our families.
Would you like to know more about conservation agriculture? For more information about conservation agriculture, contact your nearest agricultural resource center.